And the Trump administration is facing further pressure today with the release of a damaging new book on the president. But it's not just any old book. It's called Fear, Trump in the White House, and it's been written by Bob Woodward, the associate editor at the Washington Post and the man who helped bring down Richard Nixon.
It's a tough look at the world and your administration and you.
Right. Well, I assume that means it's going to be a negative book, but, you know, I'm sort of 50% used to that. That's all right. Some are good and some are bad. Sounds like this is going to be a bad one.
It's Bob Woodward and President Donald Trump talking about the book in a phone call released by the Washington Post. Our Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel joins us now. And Zoe, there have been other books. All of them have been dismissed by the president. What makes this one any different?
Well, Sabra, as you said, this one has been written by Bob Woodward, who's won two Pulitzer Prizes and has that reputation of being involved in the early stages of the reporting of Watergate. It's based on hundreds of hours of background interviews with dozens of first-hand sources, some former, some current officials of the administration. Much of that is on tape. The tape that you heard of Bob Woodward and Donald Trump happened only a couple of weeks ago after Woodward apparently had made 7 or 8 requests via the White House to interview the president for the book. But those requests were never actually passed on to Donald Trump. So that phone call happened too late for the president's responses to be included. The White House will find this book more difficult to refute because of the reputation of Bob Woodward and also because of the sorts of things that have been said. He says that close aides, for example, took paperwork off the president's desk in order to hide things that they felt he shouldn't sign. An example that the author uses is the withdrawal of a trade agreement with South Korea that one of the White House staffers literally took and hid away, saying that it wasn't in US interests for Donald Trump to sign it. There are claims of quotes from various senior members of the administration. Chief of Staff John Kelly, for example, is said to have described the president as unhinged and an idiot, saying he's gone off the rails, we're in crazy town. But that said, Sabra, many of the White House officials mentioned have come out today rejecting what's said in the book. John Kelly saying the idea that I ever called the president an idiot is not true. He and I both know that this story is total BS. So damage control well and truly underway.
Well, damage control underway, but is it likely to actually damage the president, and is it going to have any effect with his his base?
Well, it's difficult for the president when quotes like James Mattis, the Secretary of Defense, are in the book saying that Mattis says that Donald Trump has the understanding of a fifth or sixth grader when it comes to international policy after Donald Trump questioned why the US has troops in South Korea. Mattis apparently, according to Bob Woodward, said it's to prevent World War III. But again, James Mattis coming out late today saying that the contemptuous words about the president attributed to him in the book were never uttered by him or in his presence. He's described it as a uniquely Washington brand of literature. The president is also claimed in the book to have suggested to James Mattis that Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, should be assassinated after a chemical attack on civilians in 2017. The US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, was asked about that today. She said, I've not once ever heard the president talk about assassinating Assad. And generally, the White House putting out a statement saying the book's nothing more than fabricated stories, many by former disgruntled employees told to make the president look bad. But again, Sabra, this is no Michael Wolff book. This is Bob Woodward, a man with two Pulitzers, a man with a very deep reputation for solid investigative journalism. And from that perspective, particularly given that he has tapes, the White House will find it difficult to kill this story or to dub it fake news.
Okay. Washington correspondent Zoe Daniel, thank you.